Good afternoon, folks. This is Carolyn Evers. And you know how I just love being here with you so we can touch one another, share some ideas, call in and chat, answer questions, and many times the answers to one question leads to another. And so what I wanted to discuss today was family relationships from the perspective of spirit. Since I read the Akashic Records, my friends, what do they say about family relationships? We have some members in our family where we just see eye to eye. They understand us completely. We walk the same path, it seems. And then there are other members where, my goodness, not only do they not understand us, but on the very low side, there is just some strained relationship or outright conflict at the opposite direction. So what's happening here? Well, doing some, as I said, Akashic readings for different people, it's really fascinating. Some of the information that I have received and passed on about family relationships, and so this is what we're going to discuss today. So, there are some particular examples about healing past relationships. You know, we have come from a long history of strife and turmoil on the planet. We have had kings and liege lords, for instance, who have caused those under them to suffer, maybe imprisoned them unjustly, maybe even killed them on a whim. And so how are these inequities healed from the past? You might say, well, why is it really necessary to heal these things from the past? The answer simply is, we are at the foothills of ascension. Because energy is changing, because our cell, the shapes of our cells are changing, and because we are going to move up through the dimensions physically, this stuck energy from past events, such as I just described, must be cleared. And if we haven't cleared it, spirit has set up in such a fashion that we will clear in some way, shape, or form, those in our immediate surroundings that have presented a problem to us that must be cleared. Very hard to run away from a parent or a spouse or a child if there is something that needs to be cleared. They are held there by the family unit. And so it is like this cauldron, so to speak. And many times, because we have forgotten memories of what went on before, all we know is that there's a conflict there, or there is joy there, because one of our family members is always the friend that we can go to and seek out advice. So let's talk about this a little. I find the subject fascinating. One of the ways that you know something must be healed is the body. The body never lies. The body connected to an emotion tells you exactly what is before you. If somebody says something to you that makes you feel less than, belittled in some fashion, there's a dynamic going on there, a place to investigate. What is your body telling you when someone puts you down or someone elevates you? If you have an interchange with someone and you just don't feel comfortable about it, it is a sign that one must look at this, go deeper. And if you have a child in the family that no matter what you tell them to do, they're just not going to do it, to the point that they just aggravate you to tears sometimes because there is this conflict, and the mother might feel like no matter what I do, I just can't resolve the situation. What's wrong here? And they have all of this emotional turmoil going in within them. Well, some of that might be the peer group that they're bringing back, some standard that their friends have as the way they see life, but also it might be something that happened before you came into this lifetime, or it might be something that has happened many lifetimes ago. And these are some of the things that we're going to unravel. Someone came and discussed a relationship that they had with a child where there was this constant conflict. No matter what she told her son, the son found some way not to adhere to what she said. And when we did the reading, what was coming from the mother is she felt such a failure because she really wanted to help her child move about in the world, to have responsibility, to be able to learn. And it seemed like no matter what she did, there was positively no way that the two of them were going to get together in harmony. And she felt like she was at the wit's end, and it was the reason for the question. Well, surprisingly, and she had no concept of this whatsoever, she had made an agreement with this child before they came into this world, in this incarnation. He was an advanced soul who agreed to come to Earth. She had agreed to birth him, and he is playing a very important role in ascension. But it so happened that the planet that he came from had a completely different social structure. Not only did they have a completely different social structure, but he was one in authority there. He was one who set up the rules, so to speak, who guided the people on their planet, and so he just couldn't slip into the role of following another human being in such a way that he had to answer minutely exactly the way the mother said to fulfill a certain chore or homework or a project. And so understanding this, the answer to the situation was give them a choice between two possible answers. In other words, if they had to do something at a certain time, whether it was take out trash or do homework, given an option between two choices, do it now, do it after lunch, do the homework now or immediately before dinner. Allow the child to have a choice because of the authority that they held. We do this sometimes, even if you haven't brought in a child from another planetary dimension, and you have someone who is very strong-willed, the choice might be, as we said, to allow them to choose, to make a choice between one or two options, and either option fits within how you wish to have the job done. Our number here is a new number, my friends. If you want to jump in on the conversation or you have some questions about your own family or the arrangements that you made before you came into this lifetime, give me a call here, 888-815-9756. We would be delighted to share your thoughts. We would be delighted to go to the Akashic Records, perhaps, and find an answer. Or you might have an event in your life with family members that you wish to share. You are probably aware that when we incarnate, we don't remember for the most part where we've been, who we were in the past, what we choose to do. in this particular lifetime, and it's what makes it difficult. You know, you've heard the story where in the dark, you're able to perhaps touch an elephant's trunk or an elephant's tail or the foot of an elephant and figure out what animal it is. Did I hear a caller?
Yes, Carolyn, you did. This is Joy.
Oh, hi, Joy.
Was
hello. Something that I said triggered a response?
Pardon me?
I said, did I say something that triggered a response?
Oh, boy, did you ever. Thank you for the gift of this topic. I've been waiting for this. And I'll just share something quickly that was just dear to my heart. I was following every word that you were saying. And you took a little breath as you were about to describe this child. And I heard in my head the word following. And, of course, your next word was following. That was very fun.
It is fun.
Are you there?
I'm here.
Oh, sorry. I can't hear you too well. Anyway, I would so love, this is a big topic for me, as you know, because of the scenario with my sister. And I have been longing for a moment of my own readiness to receive information from the Akashic Records with regards to the soul contract that she and I had agreed to for this lifetime. Is it possible to ask the angels, the cherubim, for a reading with my sister, about my sister?
We'd be glad to, Joy. Let me have a moment and connect with them.
Thank you.
And for those of that might be listening to this and might not be aware of how I connect with the records, there's a part of my mind that goes to the center of the cosmos, and it is where I have sent this part of my mind right now, and it is the cherubim that hold these records. And they show the record to me in the form of a book, though it truly is not really a book. It is a vibration that is held in a magnetic spot, but people understand books better than vibration or magnetism, and that's how they show it to me. And what they're doing here is, first of all, they are taking your record, and this particular cherubim has your record in her hand, and another cherubim has your sister's record. And it seems that the two of you have cycled through many lifetimes together. She is showing me how lifetime after lifetime, you might not have been family members, but you have been aware of one another as either friends or associates. And they are showing me that this cycle of, shall we say, where these energies began, goes back to a very early lifetime. And she is showing me that this went back to the time of Atlantis. And she is telling me to ask you, how do you feel about this? To see your sister and yourself back in Atlantis, dressed in very regal-looking robes.
Interesting. The minute I heard you say Atlantis, my hands started sweating. I'm having, my feet too. Now I feel, but I feel a very great sense of power. That was my reaction.
And it is because you did hold the reins of power there, and so did she, that you were sisters then. And you were also sisters in a family that you would consider royalty now. It was part of the governing body. And as such, there was what would be considered great jealousy and envy in the sense that one might feel that the other was given more prestige, more accolades, more attention. And she is saying, do those words have a connection of understanding and awareness in your heart?
Absolutely, because I feel that that is what has been recreated this time, as I perceive her perception of me, that she perceives that I have received more attention, more accolades, you know, all of that. Even that you said that she perceives me being the leader, let's say, in that, and it has provoked jealousy that I was not aware of truly until she told me when we were both in our 40s. So that's a long time for me to not have the awareness that that's how she felt towards me. I thought it was equal, that we were equally adored by our parents.
And that is the situation that needed to be healed from her point of view, because that envy and what she gave in to her emotions made her feel less than. In other words, no matter what happened, she always felt less than because that aspect was not forgiven. And you have agreed to come back to heal this. And you came back as sisters because, as we said earlier in the show, it is a relationship when you're in the family group that you can't get away from, so to speak. It is like you're tied together, and opportunity after opportunity is presented to forgive. And in this particular situation, as you know, those opportunities to forgive have not been taken. And
you mean from her end, for her to forgive me or for me to forgive her?
Well, I think you know that in your heart you have forgiven her, haven't you?
Thank you for acknowledging that. I always am willing to be open to any areas of unconsciousness, right, on my part. But as far as I am conscious, completely willing to start afresh with complete unconditional love. Absolutely.
And so the answer here is, what does one do when the other party will not forgive or allow to be forgiven? And that becomes a situation of great pain sometimes when one person wants the other to acknowledge to them that they are willing to forgive, and they react as if they are not willing to forgive. And so that brings pain in your heart, doesn't it?
Yes, and a lot of paralysis in the sense of the impasse in communication to be able to resolve the issues at hand, like the settling of my mother's estate. This is something that we cannot avoid or ignore, but the last time I spoke with her, which was on the occasion of my mother's death in January, something that I said triggered her, and I immediately said, please allow me to apologize. And she says, I don't accept your apology. So I haven't communicated since then, and that's where I'm a question mark as to, well, how do I proceed from here? Does the record show anything about my, do I have any kind of instructions in my record as to how to move through this part?
I love it. Instructions in your record. No, my darling.
Yeah, but please, don't I have a map? Didn't they send me with some sort of a map?
You know, I constantly observe that I wasn't given an operational manual either. And when told that, oh, yeah, you get an operational manual, the problem is you come into this life, your operational manual is in your back pocket and you can't read it.
There you go. So that's what I was hoping, that maybe you could pull it out and give me some clarity or light my next step. What is the answer here, Carolyn? How does
let's see if we could get some help on this point. But I will tell you, it becomes extremely difficult when one person refuses to heal, refuses to forgive, and they understand that this is to the detriment of their own soul because it eats away at them on the inside. When one person will not forgive, it's a great burden for them, and she at the moment seems to be unwilling to put that burden down, and the only thing that the answer to this is love, because there is all that is all that it is. That is all that there is love. The cherubim are reminding you of something, and that is understand that everyone on this planet is related to one another. Because your sister came in as your sister in this particular family makeup, she is really no different than any other person who is in the world in the sense that you are all related to one another. So from your perspective, would you agree with this, that sometimes you feel that it is so important to have your sister's appreciation and recognition because she is your sister? And this puts her someplace in a different perspective because she is family. Can you relate to that?
Yes, and I've also made conscious choice to move away from that, seeing that, seriously, I'm 50 now, so this is decades of waiting on that development, and so I finally realized I have better, more important places to invest the resource of my life force, like in doing my mission. I couldn't let it hang me up. I can't be held back because of that issue. But I have certainly given that power to her, of course, yes.
And this is what they are suggesting to you, to do just exactly what you are saying, that when one person will not forgive another and they hold them to the fire, so to speak, the only thing that an individual can do in that situation is to release them from the pain in their own heart. You have to look within, Joy, and know that you have done everything that you can to make amends with your sister. And because this is a planet of free will, you cannot force her to forgive you or forgive herself. And you see, part of her problem here, as you can see it if you think about it, is she is not willing to forgive herself either. So part of her problem is with you, but part of her problem is also with herself. She can't, there is an element of pride there. So it's not just, I can't forgive my sister or allow my sister to forgive me. The other element that is underneath of this is she has the pride that she will not allow herself to forgive herself for her own past choices that were not in her best interest. You see, she's not remembering these choices, but she is remembering emotionally the connection to the past. And she is being triggered to forgive and to heal these past events. And she is standing very firm in her own position that she will not forgive herself either.
Can I support her in moving towards that direction from in a very soft way, maybe not even directly, but just because I do believe in the ultimate power of love, and she has been receptive to me as a provider, a link to spiritual teachers and spiritual growth. And I was wondering, in fact, as I'm still working on an email to her, whether that might be a way to an inroad
Do you have any kind of openness?
Love is always the answer. It's always the answer, Joy. One of the things that, I know this is very hard, but look at the situation that she is not doing this to you. She is doing it to herself because it is an issue with self right now more than with you. So try, if you can, to get past that. It's not what she says to you. It's not how she is treating you. The situation will change if she will forgive herself. And, yes, follow that urge within your heart to love her. And then, we talked about talking to her soul, sending love to her soul, the love energy to her soul. At some point, she will accept that. And so just love her, hold the space for her, but don't get caught up in this drama. Move on. You have things to do in your own life that is important. Now, as far as what makes this a little bit difficult is the settlement of the estate. And you see, she is holding on to this very dearly because she understands that once the estate is settled, there really doesn't have to be a contact with you anymore, does it?
That's right.
So this is like the last piece of business that is family business that truly has you tied to her, so to speak. And so she will not bend knowing that it would be the end. You see, there's a part of her that is really crying out to you because there is a part of her that really doesn't understand this. There's a part of her that understands the memories from the past. She knows something there is important, and she doesn't completely understand her reactions. But on a soul level, they do understand love. So send her love. Also, you're very good at meditating now. Meditate and follow the direction of your soul as to how you should treat this situation, because she may or may not choose to find peace with you. She may or may not choose to forgive herself for all that's happened in the past, because there are a lot of lifetimes that the two of you have revolved around with each other with this particular issue. And the issue has not been healed after all of these lifetimes, and she is having a difficult time with resolving this because she feels less than you.
Isn't that amazing? So if you're looking at a contract level, this is more kind of like, I guess, in theory, but at a soul contract level, when you're looking at something like this, didn't we have the intention, however, to come together as sisters for the purpose of resolution? So I'm just
That's
looking
correct.
To activate that in her. It's like, well, but wait, we decided to be sisters this time around because our whole entire intention was to settle this once and for all. So then she would be not following through on her own
That's
soul
correct,
intention.
My dear. That is correct. It makes it a little difficult for you, but we gave you the best that we can, Joy, and we do have two other people holding on, waiting to chat. So we do have to move on. And listen to the show in the archives. There is some good advice and some suggestions there, and perhaps you can follow it and help resolve them. Good talking to
yes,
you,
Joy. Yes, you're always helpful. Sorry, I talked over the last part. Say that last piece again.
Thank you, darling. We'll talk to you again.
Oh. Okay, thank you, Carolyn. Bye-bye for now.
Bye. And so this is an extraordinary topic, my friends. The family relationships really are the playground of forgiveness and completion of events that have occurred in the long past. Now, I understand we have another caller on board.
Hello, Carolyn. This is Nancy. How you doing?
Hi, Nancy. What can we do for you, dear? Apparently, our subject struck a chord, huh?
Yes. Like Sweet Joy, I have the same type of a situation with my sister. And I would like to know or see what the cherubim have to say about it.
Now, this situation with your sister has been going on for a while, apparently.
Yes.
And so is there, like, a struggle where the two of you can't come to any agreement with one another? Is that the kind of struggle that it is?
Basically, yes. And it's been for this entire lifetime.
Doesn't it get tiresome?
And, you know, Carolyn, I love her so much, but there's just something there that she's not willing to accept with me. I do know that, you know, we've talked in the past after we became adults and after my mom passed. And she's jealous of the life I had. And my life didn't come from my parents because I raised myself, and everything I bought, I earned the money for. And she doesn't believe that, and I don't know. And since I can't be who she wants to be, she has completely cut me out of her life.
So you're hearing the music and you want to dance, and she won't be your dance partner.
Not even part of the time. And you know, I've come to accept it, but I just wonder if there's anything else there. I'm sure we've had past lifetimes together. I just don't understand it. I mean, you know, family's family, and I don't know.
Well, you see, you're bound. Let's go over what you just said for a moment. Family is family, and it is one of the goals here that family should be special, and we should all support family members. And we see other family members who are getting along very well, and you want that for yourself, and it's normal. But understand that family, there are some members in the family who, as we said to Joy, just will not forgive and forget. And
right.
When that happens, if you really have offered love to them, then you must move on. But let's see what the cherubim have to say about this particular situation.
Thank you.
Okay. What they're doing is they're bringing forth your record, Nancy.
Uh-huh.
And as you would suspect, the two of you did agree to come together in this lifetime to resolve issues in past lifetimes. And the beginning of this relationship was where one was subservient to the other, subservient in the sense that what we call politics here, you know, here in this country, we elect our politicians, but in other countries, the leaders came through the birth order in a family and were not elected. And that is where this relationship came from. In a very early time, you were the oldest son in a family. And as you know, or you might know, that in older families in Europe, they did not divide the estate as we do here. It went to the eldest. And the eldest in that family who received the lands and the title was you. And the sister was a male also in that lifetime and was the second child. And so there was this envy that the eldest child received the lands, received the estate, so to speak, and that was the beginning of this struggle. And it would explain, you see, Nancy, why she feels that you have everything now. you know that you have worked for what you have received, but she doesn't see that. She sees it as you having more than her, where I would suspect that that's really not the case, is it?
No, it's not. She's very well-to-do, and I'm not. It's just the opposite.
So she's living this old tape. She still sees you as the one who has received everything.
Wow.
Does it help you in any way to know this, that you can face the situation with a little bit more grace and ease?
Yeah, I think so.
So in other words, this is a perception that she has held from an ancient time, and it has nothing to do with anything that you have done in this lifetime.
Right.
And so if you can, in your own heart, just forgive her, speak to her soul in meditation, just tell her soul that you love her, and you send her your blessings, and love her. Hopefully, at some point, that will sink in, and she will come to you, or at least open up the door where you have an opportunity to speak to one another on a friendly level.
Okay.
But you've earned everything that you got.
Yes, I have.
You worked hard for it.
Yes, I have. Oh, well, God bless you, Carolyn. Thank you so much.
Bless you, Nancy.
Have an awesome day.
You too. Now, getting back to family relationships, if you make a list and you put on one side those people in the family where you really have rapport with, in other words, every member in the family is not going to share conflict with you. There are going to be some members in the family, and this could be the extended family, where you really feel companionship, support. And then there is this other group that there is conflict with. The ones that you feel support with, they are your angels. They came also to help you. They came to help you resolve these issues that you find yourself in. So when you have a question and you feel uncomfortable about something, you need some advice, these are the people that you go to and discuss. Not that you're going to talk about the family member that you're not getting along with, but they give you perspective. They help you to understand and see things from a different point of view. Sometimes our points of view are not always accurate. They're influenced by filters and tapes that we have also. So you don't have to use names, but go to those friends who are your support team and ask for their point of view, because they are your earthly angels. They came along with you with those who are the challenges. You know, this is all part of how we live, how we come into this world. We have those on one hand who have been challenges, and we're here to help heal those and look at it from that perspective. And then we have those who are here to assist us. And we have another caller, and your name?
Pam.
Hi, Ann. What can we do for
you? No, Pam.
Oh, Pam.
Yeah. I asked you a question on one of the other calls. You told me to call into the radio show. So
oh, okay.
So my question is, I've been told that I've had 3 walk-ins, and I don't really know what I'm supposed to do, if I'm just supposed to pretend it's not there or work through it. I mean, I don't know. It's like I have no memory of anything, periods of my life, and it's...
You know, I have found that the better way to go, Pam, is not always to listen to someone else, but to try and empower yourself so you understand your situation, because sometimes people tell you things and it might not be accurate. So let me ask you a question. You have people who've told you that you have had three walk-ins that have come in. Now, why are they telling you this? Have you asked them the question?
It was a reading that was done for me. So I guess that's why it happened. I just somebody gave me a reading and it came up. But I guess the thing was, I was wondering why I had, like, so much fear and wasn't able to, move on. And
Are you willing to explore some of this yourself?
Oh, yeah. I have been, but I haven't been successful.
Why don't we do this instead of relying upon the reading? Now, I'm not saying that the reading is inaccurate. What I'm trying to say is, let's move on and see if you can empower yourself and find your own answer. Would that work?
Oh, yeah, I've been trying, yeah.
Okay, first thing that we do is we go inside the body. Do you know how to do that?
Mm-hmm.
How do you do it?
I just visualize. I go into meditation.
That's one way that you can do it. Here's another that I find an easy way, too. You imagine the heart beating. You know, most of us understand what it looks like when the heart beats because we've seen pictures of it, haven't we? Just imagine your heart beating.
Mm-hmm.
And when you imagine your heart beating, are you relaxed at the moment?
Well, I'm a little nervous because...
Yeah, you're a little nervous. Listen, just pretend we're two people who are sharing a cup of coffee together and we're just chatting.
Okay.
So how about just taking a deep breath and relax, because I feel this tenseness that's in your body and you really need to relax to do this. So take a deep breath or two. Just relax. Know that you are here among friends. We're just having a cup of coffee together, just chatting.
Mm-hmm.
Now, imagine your heart beating, and when you feel that you can either intuit it or you can feel it or you can see it, you're inside your body.
Okay.
Now, I want you to ask yourself this question. And you don't have to do this out loud, just do it quietly. Have I shared in the experience of having a walk-in come into my physical body? Either ask that question or something similar.
Yes.
Now, that came rather quickly, didn't it?
Well, I felt it right away I felt it right in the center of my heart.
This is when I said earlier, the body does not lie. Go in again the way we suggested, and you can either ask this question or revise it to suit you, but ask the purpose. What is the purpose of this walk-in?
Says protect me and keep me going.
Okay, so you have a walk-in who is protecting you and keeping you going. Now, the other question might be is your own entity there also? Is that something that you want to ask yourself? In other
sure.
words, do you have two personalities or entities in your body now, the walk-in and your original soul force? You might want to ask that question in some way that suits you, because I think this is important when you got this answer about someone walking in to protect you, because I think there should be a question around that.
Yes.
Okay, so what you're saying here, if I'm understanding you, Pam, is you are saying that it is your own soul there, and there is another soul that has walked in. Does that answer the situation?
I guess, yeah.
Now, you see, my question would be, in a situation like this, if this was an agreement between you and this soul, or if this is something that has happened that is not wanted in your situation. So perhaps what you need to do, go in again, as I suggested to you, and ask the question, did you make an agreement with this soul to be a walk-in?
Yes.
Now, see, that puts a different light on things, doesn't it?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Because you could have a situation where it is not desirable, and you could have a situation where it is an agreement.
It feels better as an agreement.
I would think, because if it wasn't an agreement, you might want to work on being the only one there.
Mm-hmm.
So go in again and ask why this is necessary.
Well, I think I know the answer.
I'm sure you do. Do you care to share it or keep it secret?
Oh, sure. It was, well, I just, the experiences I had growing up, I think I read the book Soul Murder because I'm a therapist. I read the book Soul Murder, and I think that whatever was going on in my life, if I hadn't have done this agreement, I think my soul would have died or whatever.
I understand. So in the early years of your living upon Earth, you had traumatic experiences, and you made an agreement with this soul to come in and help you move through them. Is that pretty much the way it is?
Yes.
Now, the next question that you might want to know, Pam, is this agreement complete? In other words, you have to get to the point, I would think, where you want to do this yourself.
Right.
So maybe that's the next question. You think so?
Mm-hmm. And the answer is yes.
Okay, so if you have had this agreement and the work is done, then the next question would be, why has this individual still stayed with you? You can ask it in your own way.
Well, I just got flooded with all this love, so I think that I think there must be a strong bond. I just had all this love wash over me, so I guess that's what I intuit about that.
Yeah, well, it would seem that way, doesn't it? See, what you're saying by your emotions is this is a loving entity.
Right.
And you made an agreement, they came in, they helped you get through your childhood. But now the next question is, would it be beneficial for you to work through the rest of your lifetime by yourself? So maybe you could ask that question, go within, ask that question in your own words. And you don't have to share it, but if you wish to, you know, we'd be glad to hear it.
Well, I'm getting a no. I wonder if it's like a twin or something.
Why don't you go in and ask? You see, the souls were androgynous and were divided. So maybe what you need to do is go in again and ask if this is your twin soul.
Yes. Oh, isn't that interesting?
I thought we were going there. You see, this is the time when we are reconnecting with our twin souls. They were divided in Atlantis, And it is time for us to come back and meet with our twin souls, if possible, so that we can ascend with them.
Well, I thought that was supposed to be like a partner, like a relationship.
Well, there are relationships, but remember that we were androgynous. The male aspect was separated from the female aspect back in Atlantis.
That is so weird because I've had dreams about that. Now
that
it all makes
so funny.
More sense.
Well, we're getting to the time when we've got to leave soon, Pam, but one real quick question. Go in, as we suggested, and ask your twin if they are there with you for the purpose of ascending together.
Yes. Yeah, I got it in my heart really strong.
Isn't it wonderful?
That's beautiful, yeah.
Pam, call in next week, darling. We're at the end of the time, and we really have to make way, but I'd love to discuss this with you some more. And I'm so glad that you called, because this was really interesting, wasn't it?
Yeah, thank you very much. That was very enlightening.
You're welcome, darling.
All right, take care.
You too.
Bye-bye.
Bye. So, my friends, we're at the end of another week. We have this new website, www.the2012countdown.com. You really need to go there and check that out. And we have a caller, but we really don't have enough time. Who is this caller? Well, until next week, this is Carolyn Evers. We're signing out. Talk to you then.